Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us today. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you've already been listening today, well, as you heard me say before, that makes you a really smart person. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're on your way to becoming a lot smarter, because I'm going to introduce you to a couple of friends. One is an old friend, one's a new friend. Renee Schaff has been with us many times before. She's Vice President of Retirement and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group, and she's a member of our Brain Trust. Renee, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Well, it's like a dream come true, isn't it, Renee, to be on the show?
It is.
And you brought somebody with you, haven't you? Tom Wiak.
I did.
Tell us a little bit about Tom.
Okay. Tom is an executive vice president of Flexible Steel Lacing Company, which is located in Downers Grove, Illinois. And
now, that's downtown Downers Grove, right?
I think it is. Tom and his company were selected as one of this year's winners of the Principal's 10 Best Companies for Employee Financial Security.
Well, let's get Tom in here. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And folks, if you've been listening to the show when Renee's been here before, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't have been, you know that the Principal Group searches, they scour the globe, basically the U.S. part of the globe, looking for companies that are doing a great job of providing benefits for their employees and staying afloat in the process, right, Renee? I mean, that's the challenge these days. I mean, anybody can go out and buy a bunch of benefits and load them up for their employees, but being able to afford them in this escalating price situation we've got with health care and everything else, that's the challenge, isn't it, Renee?
That's exactly the challenge. And the employees or the employers that we see winning every year really get it. They understand that providing really strong benefit packages help them attract and retain a very high quality of employee, which ultimately leads to a stronger bottom line.
Right. And Tom, as you probably know, and Renee certainly knows, and my audience knows because I've told them about it many times before, over the last 4 or 5 years, healthcare prices have gone up in double-digit numbers, like 11, 12, 13% annually, which compounds over a period of several years. And it's gotten to the point where companies that really have all, maybe they've always provided benefits for their employees, some companies have gotten to the point where they've had to say, you know what, it's either benefits for the employees or, you know, or the company, one or the other. So how have you guys been able to maintain a high level of benefits packages for your employees and still stay afloat?
Well, we've chosen to do a couple things. Our company's going to be celebrating 100 years in business next year.
Happy birthday.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. And over that long history, our founders and the managers of our business for the last 100 years have really taken a very strong approach to employee benefits, especially regarding just providing a package that attracts the best, retains the best. And sometimes that does cost a few more dollars, but I would point to the profitability that we've enjoyed over 100 years and the fact that we have a turnover rate of less than 3%.
But now, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
That's the question, isn't it? I don't know if one came first at all. It's really we feel it's a whole package that you have to offer to keep the best. Now, even though we offer a lot of great things, we think a pretty strong health insurance package 401k and pension. We do some things on the health insurance side, certainly, to help combat those escalating costs.
What have you done? What are some examples that you've done? You know, Renee, you brought somebody on the show before that when the rest of us were experiencing double digits, they actually were averaging like 4% or something like that increases a year. Tom, can you guys rival that?
Well, we're not quite at 4%. I wish we were, but we are under 10%. So we're behind what the national rates are going up.
Right. Right.
You know, we've done some things on the deductible side to help make sure that our employees are managing their visits to their physicians more appropriately.
So you're helping them. You're helping them understand that they're not just patients, they're consumers, aren't
they? That's right. We're doing things on the education side. We do brown bag lunches here about monthly. We bring in specialists, wellness specialists, people that talk about just stress in the workplace and how to alleviate
that.
We try to do things to educate our consumers.
Hold on to that thought, Tom. Yep. Tom Wiak, ladies and gentlemen, is with Flexible Steel Lacing Company, and Renee Schaff is with the Principal Group, and we got a lot more good stuff to come right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. Renee Schaff is our guest. She's with the Principal Financial Group. And Tom Wiak is with us. He's with Flexible Steel Lacing Company. And Tom, that little song is in honor of your 100th anniversary coming up.
Thank you very much.
So happy anniversary. Renee, how about that? 100 years.
That is fabulous.
Isn't that a great story? I love hearing those kinds of stories about small businesses in America. And I'm just so excited about to hear that. That's a wonderful story. We just had Austin Kiplinger, who's the son of the founder of the Kiplinger Letters. I'm sure you're familiar with those folks, Tom. And they're celebrating their 82nd anniversary this week. So we got an 82nd anniversary this week and a 100-year anniversary coming up. Renee, tell us a little bit about the Principal Financial Group.
Okay. Principal Financial Group is a Fortune 500 company, but what makes us unique is that we really focus on the needs of small to medium-sized companies and provide a full array of financial products, life and health insurance, and also some banking products. While we're headquartered in Des Moines, Iowa, we do business on a global basis. And like I said, the thing that makes us unique in the industry is that strong focus on growing companies.
Tell us about this, about your group, your top 10 group.
Yes. Every year we sponsor a program called the Principal 10 Best Companies for Employee Financial Security. And what this is we look nationwide for those companies, small to medium-sized businesses, that excel in providing employee benefits. We use an independent panel of judges, and they select the top 10 winners every year. And the size of the companies of the winners this year range from about 15 employees to about a little over 500 employees.
And they don't have to be one of your customers, do they?
In fact, didn't you bring
a competitor on here one time?
We did.
You did? You brought a competitive insurance company on here. Now, if that didn't tell you how even-handed and how honest this judging is, that amazed me. I mean, I knew you guys were cool, but I didn't know you were that cool.
We are cool.
That's a good story. So if somebody how do you find these people? Do these companies enlist? Do they enter this competition, or do you just find them and call them and knock on their door?
A company can either nominate themselves through our website, or anybody can nominate any company. Again, it's through the nomination process is through our website.
Give it to us, please.
It principal.com.
Principal.com.
Right.
Okay. And by the way, folks, the criteria, you need to go there and read it, but the criteria, basically, the simple way to say it is, if you think that you've found a way to provide excellent benefits for your employees, you've got a good success story of that, and you've been able to figure out how to save money. Like one of the companies, Renee, converted their smoke room into a weight room, into an exercise room.
That's right.
And their longevity of their employees, their lives, their quality of life, all that went up after that, and it converted to some direct savings for the company and a lot happier people. So principal.com, and we'll get you to mention that again in a little bit. All right, I want to get back to Tom. Tom Wiak is vice president with Flexible Steel Lacing Company. Tom, what are some of the things along the lines of what I just said that you guys are doing to help your employees? You said that you're doing the brown bag lunches.
Yep, we've tried to educate our employees, provide opportunities for them to learn about the fact or take the fact that there are consumers in this healthcare industry. They're consumers, and we need to educate them as consumers so that they're making the right choices, not only about the providers that they use, the methods in which they get that that healthcare help, but also that they have control over their own destinies with regard to healthcare. So we try to educate them on good health practices, good nutrition. Certainly, we have programs in place to help them with smoking cessation, other things like that. We have a very strong EAP that we provide and promote regularly with them so that when they need help, they have resources to go get that help.
You know, Renee, the 20th century was a century of the major corporation. That was the paternal century when the corporations and government basically adopted their employees and just loaded them up with benefits. And the marketplace was fairly simple. The United States was a dominant force, economic force in the world, et cetera, et cetera. Didn't have an awful lot of competition across the waters. And so people could afford that. And basically, we became kind of ignorant as consumers of benefits, especially health care. And the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. We've got to be more consumers and less patients, don't we, Renee?
That's exactly right.
We got to be smarter. And I'll tell you something else. We've got to become more, we got to think more like we're self-insured. Even every individual, all employees as well, Tom, and would you agree with that? I mean, are you helping your employees to understand that it's not just the company's money, it's also their money?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we communicate that very clearly through the profit sharing that we all have an opportunity to share in at the end of the year. And because we do take a self-insured approach both on health insurance and on our workers' comp provision, it becomes very clear the incentives that we have to save money in those areas.
So Renee, I'm imagining, you know, somebody's in the cafeteria at Flexible Steel and they cough and they don't cover their mouth, and somebody next to them slaps them on the shoulder and says, "Hey, you're going to give us all a cold. That'll cost me money."
You know, that's very likely.
What do you think, Tom? Could that happen?
Not quite that bad, but I'll tell you, when flu shots come around, there is definitely positive peer pressure to make sure your coworkers are getting shots.
That's right. Don't you make us sick. You're going to cost me money. put that belt on before you pick that package up there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. That's the other thing I would like to mention, is that as a manufacturing company, we work in a dangerous environment. I mean, our shop has punch presses, has heavy equipment.
Right.
And our focus on safety is primary in that.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Tom what it's like being a manufacturing company in the United States in this global economy. It's pretty tough. He's got some answers. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. And you ain't had enough to eat. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining us today. Thanks for hanging around with us. Tom Wiak is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Flexible Steel Lacing Company out of beautiful downtown Downers Grove, Illinois. Isn't that a great American name for a city? Downers Grove, hard by to Chicago. Renee Schaff is also with us. She's introduced us to Tom. Renee's an old friend of ours. She's Vice President of Retirement and Investment Services at the Principal Financial Group. And Tom, I'm going to get your website to us in just a minute, so get it ready. But Renee, I know that you have an outstanding document that you make available, that you're going to make available to my audience right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Tell
Every year, when we select the top 10 winners for the Principal 10 Best, we do in-depth surveys and interviews with these companies, and we use that information to create a best practice guide, and we make that free to your listeners. And they can access that on principal.com. Our new practice best practice
What is
guide,
that download? Is PDF?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Okay. And the new best practice guide will be available in January 2006, but we have the best practice guide from our 2004 winners out there right now.
And you're going to want both of them, folks, because every story is has got a new idea, a new wrinkle, a new twist on how to make sure you keep your employees happy. And, folks, benefits today, the key to getting the best people in the marketplace want to work for you as a small business even more than they want to work for a big company, but they are compelled by the benefits. And, Tom, I know you're seeing this in keeping good folks. The people want to work for you, but they also need those benefits, don't they?
They sure do. Actually, we celebrated an employee service lunch. We do that once a year for all the people that are celebrating major anniversaries. Our average tenure in this organization is 17 years.
Wow.
That's our average.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's good news. All right, now let's talk about, give us your website, by the way, because, you know, you make a special piece of metal that you know, lots and lots of people buy, like popcorn, right?
Yep. our website is www.flexco.com, F-L-E-X-C-O.
And, now, what is the main, tell us again what the main product is that you
sell? Well, if you've ever been in an airport or sent a package via UPS or driven on a road, you've come in contact with our product. Our product holds conveyor belts together.
I got you.
So you'll see our product in post offices, package handling, coal mines. A lot of real exciting
places. Next time, folks, you're putting a conveyor belt together, as we all do, you know, every other week or so, be sure to check out the website there, Tom's website. Give it to us again, Tom.
It's www.flexco.com.
All right. Now, what I want to talk about now is how in the world have you been able to not only stay successful but to thrive in the manufacturing sector of the global marketplace and remain domiciled in the United States?
Well, it gets more and more challenging every year, I'll tell you that. But you know, we've continued to try to rely, make sure we have the best people here, rely on them to provide good solutions, become creative so that we can remain competitive. And our business continues to grow overseas. In fact, we are doing more and more business selling our product manufactured here in the United States into China.
Right. Right. Now, are you doing any manufacturing overseas?
No.
But you are doing business overseas.
Absolutely.
So, you've got offices overseas too, don't you?
We have five subsidiary operations in markets strategic to us, but they're really distribution centers for us.
Okay. So the products, your actual steel products are made in the USA.
Absolutely.
And are they assembled anywhere else, or just shipped to those other places and sold through those distribution networks?
We do some very small assembly and configuration operations in a couple of our subsidiaries, but 95% of the product gets shipped, manufactured, and shipped out of our two main plants here in the States.
How have you been able to do that? I got about 45 seconds. How have you been able to do that in the face of all the globalization?
I tell you what, it's attention to detail. It's making sure you get the right benefits package so you attract the best people, but not overspend on that. It's educating our employees, both in terms of their benefits, but also their work skills, so that they are the most competitive.
Tom, are you saying that the key to your success on all the things we were just talking about is making a partnership with your employees?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's what's happened here for 100 years, and we intend to continue that.
And I bet that story is in your book, your package, Renee, isn't it?
That's right. It will be.
And that's at principal.com, right?
That's right.
Principal.com. That's A-L, by the way. Principal.com. And so, Renee Schaff, thank you for being here. Tom Wiak, thank you for being here. Congratulations on 100 years. Congratulations on doing such a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you. And Renee, thanks for bringing Tom to us. We look forward to the next one.
That sounds great.
Okay, see you next time.
Okay.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.